The late President Václav Havel was honored by Prague's Jewish community on Wednesday during a Hanukkah lighting ceremony in Jan Palach Square in the center of the capital. Jewish leaders, along with diplomats and the mayor of Prague, said the festival celebrates the same values Václav Havel always stood up for. Jan Richter attended the ceremony and has this report.
Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo yachsar.
Rabbi Menes Barash from the Chabad congregation in Prague recited Psalm 23 in honor of the late President Václav Havel at the start of the Hanukkah lighting ceremony in the center of the capital on Wednesday. The congregation has held the event for the 14th time in downtown Prague, but this year the 8-day holiday of Hanukkah is tinged with sorrow. Also known as the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah commemorates a successful revolt of a Jewish rebel group called the Maccabees against foreign oppression, very much like Václav Havel stood up against oppression in his own country, says Rabbi Barash.
I think that Havel was a modern-day Maccabee. I believe it was Mr. Havel that said that love and truth must prevail over hatred and lies. And that's really the message of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the message of the Maccabees, fought courageously, the few and the weak over the many and the strong, in order that the truth and love and kindness prevail over lies and hatred. So it's special, I think, that we were able tonight at the menorah lighting also to honor his memory. And I think it was a very beautiful tribute to President Havel.
Some 150 people watched as Rabbi Barash, along with the mayor of Prague, Bohuslav Svoboda, U.S. Ambassador Norman Eisen and former Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer ascended an aerial platform which took them to the top of the menorah, a 9-branch candelabrum standing in the middle of the square.
Okay, take her up. Thank God none of our politicians are afraid of heights. Lord Mayor will light the first light.
When the three lights on the menorah were lit and those who kindled them returned to the ground, I asked U.S. Ambassador Norman Eisen to share his thoughts on this special occasion.
My thoughts are very much with Václav Havel. As I said in my remarks, he really symbolizes Hanukkah for me because Hanukkah is a holiday that celebrates freedom and it celebrates throwing off oppression. And that is exactly what Václav Havel did. And so from now on, whenever I celebrate Hanukkah, I'll also think of him.
Václav Havel was a great friend of your nation, the United States of America. What do you think he found so appealing, and why do you think he liked the United States so much?
Svoboda, because the United States, like the Czech Republic, and like this holiday of Hanukkah, is really about freedom. And I think that... he felt at home in the United States, and all Americans, regardless of party, creed, embraced him as one of us. And we're all very sad to lose him, but his values and his ideas and his plays will live on and will be an inspiration to all those who love freedom in the United States, in the Czech Republic, in Israel, and around the world.
In his note of condolence, President Barack Obama said that Václav Havel himself was an inspiration for him personally as well as for millions of people around the world. In what ways do you think Václav Havel was inspirational for the U.S. and for Americans?
Well, President Obama, of course, ran for office on a platform of hope and change. And that is exactly what... President Havel brought first to the fight against communism as a dissident, then to the Sametova Revoluce, and then to governing in the Czech Republic. So I think the values of President Havel, his courage, his commitment to his values, his willingness to stand up for what he believed in, that's something all Americans cherish. And we're very sad to lose him. We know the first loss is for the Czech nation, but we feel that it's a loss for the United States as well.
The Israeli envoy in Prague, Yaakov Levy, also addressed the gathering, remembering Václav Havel as a great friend of his country. I asked Mr. Levy how he felt celebrating the holiday of Hanukkah at a time of mourning for the former Czech leader.
happiness because of the holiday, but mixed with great sorrow, because not only was Václav Havel a great world leader, a major figure in the current history of Czechoslovakia and Czech Republic, but he was a great friend of Israel and was admired by all Israelis for his stand against totalitarianism and for his great friendship with us.
The Lord Mayor of Prague, Bohuslav Svoboda, asked the Assembly to hold a minute of silence in honor of the former president. He said he was happy that Václav Havel was remembered at the ceremony.
This evening, Hanukkah light is very, very symbolic because President Havel is dead, and President Havel for us was light. And now we start with Hanukkah light, and I am very, very, very happy that this day we have together light Hanukkah and memory light of President Havel.
That report by Jan Richter.